Everybody's talking at me.
CRN Digital Talk Radio, Chuck Wilder here. I got Swayed at the network, and we're live across America and around the world at crntalk.com. What a lineup today. In just a moment, Michael Letts, CEO and founder of Invest USA, will be talking about Trump, and now the police officers could be paying the price. Also, Judd Garrett and his excellent article, The Murder of Innocence, and then in the second hour, Selwyn Duke, the link between transgenderism and violence. Wow. Well, right now, I want to go to Michael Letts. Former President Donald Trump has just been indicted, but now police officers could be paying the price. Law enforcement veteran Michael Letts explains to us now why this indictment charge won't be easy for New York and possibly the rest of the country. It has been rumored for some time now, but mid-Thursday evening, former President Donald Trump was officially indicted for various purported payouts from a political campaign fund, including one to ex-porn star Stormy Daniels for around $150,000. The indictment alleges that Trump attempted to maintain silence of an alleged affair decades ago that might have negative consequences during Trump's successful 2016 presidential campaign. As Trump prepares to turn himself in next week, several experts are wondering if the charges will stick, considering that it's not illegal to pay money to keep a matter confidential. Companies utilize confidentiality agreements all the time. That said, law enforcement veteran Michael Letts can help but be distressed a little bit about this situation. It's mainly because police officers will likely now be placed in the crosshairs of this unattainable position of keeping watch on a former president over criminal charges. On top of all of this, the Biden administration is pulling out all stops in the unprecedented weaponization law enforcement to create a two-tier justice system, one that unabashedly protects Democrats while persecuting Republicans. Since when should a purported decades-old potential misdemeanor be worse than Joe and Hunter Biden's laptop affair? All right, Letts breaks this down further with us today. He's the currently founder, president, CEO of Invest USA, an organization that provides bulletproof vests to police officers throughout various charitable groups and sponsorships. And with his expertise, he looks to shed some light on what he characterizes as the transformation of our constitutional republic into a Biden-eyes banana republic. Boy, scary words there, Michael. Banana republic. What would you say? What would you say is the biggest problem with this indictment overall, coming from Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg?
Well, the biggest problem is what it highlights is that we have allowed this country to definitely have a corrupt justice system, a two-tier justice system. Somebody say, how can you make such a bold statement? Well, first of all, you just look at the indictment itself. It is, they're talking about making it on the campaign contribution. They're saying that campaign funds are used. If that were true, which it's not, we already have evidence that it's not, then it's outside of his jurisdiction. There's absolutely nothing that he should be involved with talking about Bragg's. Second of all, if it is simply a misreporting, as he's alleged, it's past the statute of limitations, 2 years past the statute of limitations. So here's what it does. You know, you remember everything in the law has precedent. So we are now trying to set a precedent that statute of limitations no longer apply. You can go back in and go after somebody years and years down the road because there's not being precedent set. That is extremely troubling. The other thing that's extremely troubling is we are now saying that there are no jurisdictional boundaries. The state can go after federal matters. Federal can go after state matters. It's a free-for-all. And then here's where the issue really becomes driven home for us, is who's going to implement all this? You know, it's interesting, Bragg's announced on Thursday, yesterday afternoon, that we're issuing an indictment. It's a sealed indictment. They're not saying what's in it. We have a good suspicion of what's in it. But they can't do anything with it. It's law enforcement that has to actually serve the indictment and move forward. No consideration as to what this does to law enforcement across the country, because quite frankly, Chuck, I'm sure you're very well aware of, this is lighting up the phones, shall we say, all across the country. People are in an uproar.
Yeah. Well, you've noted in the past how current President Joe Biden should face some form of criminal charges, not Trump. Why do you believe this?
That's right. Well, quite frankly, let's take a look at it. The worst that they have talked about with Trump now is they're saying, on this particular issue, they're saying, hey, he may have misrecorded it, which is a state misdemeanor at best, okay? But remember, it's passing limitations. On the federal level, though, we're talking about Biden. We're talking about documents that we know for a fact now deal with national security matters that involve the Chinese, Ukraine. They have compromised national security. Those are the kind of issues that we should immediately be investigating to determine the damage done to this country. We know for a fact that the Biden administration has received millions of dollars from the Chinese Communist Party,
right,
which has granted them access. Those kind of things literally, Chuck, are almost unreal. When you consider that statement, decades ago, we would have shut everything down immediately. Found the person, tried him for treason against the interests, national security interests of this country, and dealt with it accordingly. Now we're talking about, well, we're investigating. You remember I told you how that, unfortunately, they have weaponized federal agencies. And Attorney General Garland has gotten to be adept at being able to sidestep. And how do they sidestep? Oh, you have a valid concern, Chuck? Yeah, we're looking into it. We're investigating. We can't talk about it. We're investigating. We'll get back to you. There is no limitation as to how long it takes them to investigate. Could be years before they get back to you. And they basically just bury the issue until they decide they want to deal with it again. That is not a two-tier, that is not a single justice system for all. That is a two-tier justice system. It applies differently to those in power, those that are on the side of power that happen to control the reins at the moment, and the rest of us who are conservative and are not there. So the American people, if we let this stand, we will no longer be a republic and democracy. We will be simply be a, as you stated, a banana republic, a third world country. That's what their goal and aim is. The other thing that they have to do to be able to complete this task, we've talked about it on your show before, they have to be able to control the weapons because America is highly armed, as you were very well aware, and they're scared that America will not tolerate this kind of behavior, and so they're trying to find a way to confiscate weapons. They haven't been successful as of yet, but they're working very diligently on completing that as well by letting violent crime, repeat offenders, out on the street, raising the fear factor across this country, portraying in mainstream media that law enforcement, local and state law enforcement, are racist, baboons, don't know what they're doing. But the federal government is able to intervene, and they've already stated, they've tipped their hand, how they will intervene. They will confiscate weapons, because after all, it's guns that cause violent crime, not the people behind them.
Yeah, and you've kind of touched on this about where the indictments of the unlawful acts by Joe Biden and his administration kind of being overlooked. And I'll just throw this in here, Michael. Hunter Biden, okay, you'd never find any sexual mention of anything wrong on that, would you?
Yeah, you're exactly right. See, here's the funny part about it. There is so much on the Biden administration, we don't even have to go to the sexual side to even get anywhere. I mean, you know, they're just – but yet with Trump – and, of course, here's what the most frustrating thing with this whole indictment is Bragg's deliberately withheld over 600 pages of exculpatory evidence. Yep. That evidence clearly shows that there are lies that were told, that she even denies the affair was there, that Trump did not know about any payments, that Cohen had decided to do that on his own so that if he did win the presidency, he could come back and say, look what I did for you, that you didn't realize that you owe me now. There are just so much out there. And because of the fact they're overlooking all that and not willing to discuss it, it shows they have one objective in mind, and that's to take away from the American people their ability to decide who best represents their interests and their policies. And that's unconstitutional.
Well, you know, I always mention that Michael Letts, you know, CEO and founder of Invest USA and providing thousands of bulletproof vests for their police forces. How will this indictment hurt the police officers?
It kills us. Let me tell you why it kills us. And I'm willing to make this statement. I've been doing it all morning long. Because what it shows to the American people is a painful awareness that our justice system is not a true justice system. It is a corrupt system. It's funded by Soros. Many of these prosecutors, including Bragg, took over $1 million from Soros. And that happens all across the country. If you don't have equal justice, Chuck, you have nothing. And so if you don't have anything, then why would people want to support and defend officers who put their lives on the line to protect you? Protect you from what now? If we don't have an equal justice system, then what are we protecting you from?
You know, and it's always that blame others for what you do, you know?
There's no question. I thought it interesting, Chuck. I did an interview yesterday on the Nashville situation. And, of course, the immediate comment was, surely you want to change your position now and support gun control because of what's happened. I said, well, I'll tell you what, before we discuss that, why don't we talk about accountability first? Let's talk about holding people accountable for their actions, whether it's a SUV running somebody over, whether it's a gun shooting somebody, whether it's a knife, whether it's a stone. And here was the response. No. We don't want to discuss that because we can't quantify that. We can quantify taking guns away, and that's what we want to concentrate on. I said, well, you're sadly mistaken because it's not the gun that does the issue. It's the person behind it.
Yeah, yeah, and it's I guess the Secret Service is going to have a lot to do with this also.
They will. You know, the Secret Service is charged with protecting both the president and former president. So that's their duty, is not let anything happen to him. Now you're asking him to go. And really, you see the liberal standpoint. They don't really care about what happens to Trump. They just want the photo ops. They want to be able to make sure that he is blemished so that he can never be run in public again. But it's not just about him. It's about conservatives. They don't want conservatives to be involved with our government, period. And that's where we have an obligation to stand up for future generations.
You know, I want to make sure that we get this in because I know your close association. Is there anything you'd like to say specifically to these police officers?
I would tell them this, and we have said it before, we'll say it again. The time has now come to where it is obvious they are not hiding that there is a two-tier justice system. You took an oath in office, as I did. You took an oath to uphold the law and the Constitution. It is now time to decide for what is right and to disregard unlawful orders. We cannot continue to hide our face in the sand anymore. We have to take a stand with the rest of the American people.
You know, I think most of this all started, Michael, when What's-Her-Face tore up the State of the Union address that, whenever Nancy Pelosi, it sort of said, boy, we're in for a bumpy road. All right, you're the creator of InvestUSA. That's an organization that provides bulletproof vests to police officers through various charitable groups and sponsorships. Tell us more about how the listeners can get involved and help you out right now.
If they go to our website, that's INVESTUSA.org. There's a list of things they can do. The greatest thing you can do today is tell an officer, I've got your back like you've got mine. Together, we're going to make sure it's equal justice for all.
Uphill battle. Right now, I'll tell you.
It is.
I hope, I really, really hope, you know, that both sides and even neutral sides are paying attention to what's going on in America right now. I mean, I never thought I'd ever see it come to this. And all the previous things where they were trying to, you know, go after past presidents, Bill Clinton, you know, Ronald Reagan, believe it or not, Richard Nixon.
Correct.
There's that word called pardon. Right? Yeah. Pardon, but the one you get a pardon from is the president. So you'd have to wake up Biden and explain how he does it, I guess. Yeah.
I don't think we can wake him up. He's past that.
All right. Hey, remember, it's investusa.org. Thank you, Michael. Look forward to our next visit.
Look forward to it.
Michael Letts, CEO, founder of InvestUSA. InvestUSA.org. Judd Garrett is up next.
Think of the many sacrifices it took to establish and to preserve liberty in the United States. Think of the many generations that went before us, that spilled blood to preserve that liberty, our freedoms. And look at how long it took, not very long, for us to lose many of those liberties. One flu season, together with lockdowns galore, and so many of those liberties just slipping away. In the United States today, we see an American government that is weakening abroad, even as it oppresses its people at home. We discuss this and so much more on our program, The Trumpet Daily. We're live weekday mornings at 11 a.m. Central Time in the United States. You can listen at CRN Digital Radio, Channel 3, or watch the live video stream at our website, thetrumpet.com.
Now you can get generic Viagra shipped to your door for about $2 a pill. Get the same impact for less. Call Steel Man Pills now and get the same blue pill for about $2 a pill. Call now for the 50-pill special and save even more. Plus, get a free bonus.
800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. That's 800-605-1683.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Everybody's talking at me. CRN, Chuck Wilder here. Want to go to my guest right now, Mr. Judd Garrett. After 6 years as a professional football player, including with the 1993 Super Bowl champion Dallas Cowboys, he then began a 12-year coaching career with the Saints, Dolphins, Rams, Cowboys, served another 12 years as a personal executive with the Cowboys. Judd has written two screenplays, frequent contributor on the topics of sports and politics, to Real Clear Politics. And by the way, No Wind is his first published novel, available at Amazon. He's married, father of six children. And his blog is objectivityistheobjective.com. Judd, welcome back. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Pretty good. You know, I feel for you when you have to write articles about what we're going to talk about, entitled The Murder of Innocence. Boy, is America out of control or what? We go back to Monday, 28-year-old woman who identifies as a male walked into that Christian elementary school in Nashville, Tennessee, two rifles and a gun, and proceeded to kill six people, 3 9-year-old students and 3 teachers and administrators. Unbelievable. And boy, I'll tell you, the way this is bouncing back and forth.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a completely tragic situation, what happened on Monday. And, you know, I mean, the sad part about it is, you know, less than 24 hours after the killings, you know, there were people who were jumping on, trying to politicize all this. You know, a lot of people on the left trying to exploit this to try to, you know, pass all their gun control measures and things like that. When clearly guns were not the issue,
right.
There were a lot of other problems going on with this person to lead them to do what they did.
Yeah, have you ever seen a gun, a rifle, a pistol get up and shoot somebody all by itself?
No, I mean, and that's the thing. I mean, it takes a person to fire that gun, and it takes a person with an evil motive to fire that gun. And I mean, just imagine the how evil you have to be, or how deranged you have to be, to look at a little 9-year-old girl stare in the eye, and then point the finger, the gun at her, and pull the trigger. I mean, that is beyond anything I could even imagine. I mean, that's just pure innocence that they're killing.
Yeah. And you say, you know, the people on the right defending the right to bear arms claim that if there was better security schools, these tragic events would stop happening. You say the ones who are screaming the loudest usually care the least. And they get so caught up in their ideology after a tragedy like this that they cannot see their own hypocrisy. And one of the main concerns, Judd writes, is the mainstream media was making sure that they correctly identified the gender of the person who had just murdered 6 people, as if that was the real tragedy here for some reason.
Yeah, the head of the police in Nashville referred to this person as a she. I mean, he's just trying to get the information together, get the information out there, and he was heavily criticized because he apparently misgendered this person. That's the least crime involved here. I mean, let's put our hearts out for the 6 people who died and all their families, and let's not worry about who misgendered who.
You know, and people have to realize that, you know, when you start tinkering around with a human body, you know, things can go wrong. And this lady, you know, lady, was getting all kinds of treatments, all kinds of drugs put in her body, and operations going on. I mean, you know, that could disturb somebody. That would definitely disturb me. I get disturbed when a fly gets in the studio, Judd.
Well, I mean, you're absolutely right. Here's a person who clearly has some mental issues.
Yeah.
And what are they doing? They're injecting her with testosterone, which is really can create some aggressiveness in people. So they're taking a person who's mentally disturbed and injecting her with hormones to make her aggressive and almost violent, and then they wonder why something like this happens.
You know, and they're trying to control the whole conversation. As we go into this break, Judd states in his latest, the trans community believe that anybody who doesn't buy into their ideology are committing an act of violence against them. All right. Judd Garrett, remember that site, objectivityistheobjective.com. His latest entitled, The Murder of Innocence. And we'll be right back.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin have been working together successfully for more than 40 years. And in their latest dark comedy, they play aging college classmates who meet at the funeral of another best friend, with Fonda determined to get revenge on the grieving widower for an ancient wrong. That's the intriguing setup of Moving On, now playing in select theaters.
Howard, I'm going to kill you.
What's the plan, Scarface?
Do you have any poison?
I have a cyanide pill. In case I'm captured by the enemy, you can have it.
That enemy is played by another veteran, Malcolm McDowell, who is effectively dislikable. And the other characters are surprisingly complex and convincing, despite their sometimes silly murderous intentions. The movie's conclusion is a groan-inducing cop-out, but for most of its running time, Moving On moves along at a well-paced and stylish clip. Rated R for mostly sexual details discussed rather than shown. 2.5 stars for Moving On.
When you really want Italian food, you have got to get to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club. Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Today, it seems so hard to enjoy just a little bit of easy. So much of life seems to get in the way. But fear not, seekers of fabulous food and fun and thrill, Columbus is Southern California's answer to Easy Street. Great grub with some of the finest steaks, the freshest fish awaiting for you to devour. Did I mention Columbus family Italian recipes? Columbus spaghetti bolognese, their chicken pesto ravioli, magnifico, and of course, the world's greatest meatballs. I can go on. But why go on when you can go on over to Columbus and experience delicious and easy for yourself. Columbus, of course, that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbus, mind you, Ben.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit ka'anapaliresort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I-Resort.com.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Everybody's talking at me. CRN, Chuck Wilder with Judd Garrett, and discussing his latest, The Murder of Innocence. And you say the trans community believe that anyone who doesn't buy into their ideology are actually committing an act of violence against them. To them, not affirming someone's self-ascribed gender identity is akin to murdering them. You know, has it always been that these people just let so many tiny little things get under their skin? Do you ever get that impression when you're writing about them or whatever?
Yeah, I mean, no question about it. I mean, it feels like this is a group that is so narcissistic that they need the entire world to affirm them at all times. And, I mean, if you think about the trans community, like Caitlyn Jenner decided to become a woman, and she wasn't even a woman for an entire year, and they named her Woman of the Year. You know, Leah Thomas was just praised with how courageous she was by the media. So there's so much veneration towards the trans community, but if anybody questions it, they immediately say they're under attack. You know, people are being violent against them. I mean, Karine Jean-Pierre said yesterday that the trans community is under attack.
Right.
You know, this is days after a trans person targeted 6 Christians and murdered them.
And usually when they say that they're under attack, you know, it's by a white Christian, you know. That seems to be the number one choice of their criminals. Yeah, go ahead.
But that's what they do, is they say that words are violence. So if words are violence and somebody disagrees with them or somebody questions their ideology, they believe that they're being violently assaulted, which gives them the right to go and actually do physical harm and even murder people who question their ideology. So that's how warped and mixed up they really are.
You talk about an anti-rally, I guess it is, they were holding, and you say on Friday the trans community is holding what they call a Trans Day of Vengeance. Is that today or was that last Friday that went on?
Well, it was supposed to be today, but since a lot of outcry about it so soon after the shootings in Nashville, that I believe they've postponed it. But initially, it was supposed to be today.
And they have gun groups called Rainbow Reload and Pink Pistols. Boy, yeah, Pink Pistols. Doesn't that sound really scary to you?
Yeah, and that's what they're doing is they're perceiving that they're under attack. So now they're arming themselves to go after anybody who they perceive as a threat. You know, the interesting thing to me is that the media always tells us, you know, how trans people are always attacked and harmed, but they never provide any examples. They never show you an example. I mean, when you go to the Black Lives Matter thing, at least they were showing examples of, you know, black people who were killed by cops. You never hear an example of a trans person who was involved, you know, victim of a hate crime. But they always tell you that they're victims of hate crimes.
Yeah. And always messing around with school and the books the children are reading, getting upset whenever you take out something that's pornographic, you know. What was it you say, school libraries banning books just like Hitler did, you know. He banned them. I think they just burned them, you know.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, that's what they're trying to do. Like, there were actual pornographic level books in elementary school libraries in Florida that Ron DeSantis had removed, rightfully so.
Right.
You shouldn't have pornography exposed to 7 and 8 year olds. And they said he was banning books like Hitler did. So now Ron DeSantis is Hitler because he's trying to remove pornography from elementary school libraries. Adults can still go get that book. Go on Amazon, you can get that book all you want. They just don't want little children exposed to it, and they're trying to say he's Adolf Hitler. And if he's Adolf Hitler, then they feel the right to go and violently attack that person.
And listener Judd Garrett says that all the school shooters have one thing in common. None of them had a clear sense of right and wrong when they committed their mass murder. No rational or reasonable person would ever believe that committing a mass murder is good for themselves or good for society. I mean, they're not even leaving a message when they do this, you know. The only thing I think the majority of people are saying, you know, is that anyone, you know, straight or gay, you know, is messed up when you go in and start doing a mass murder at a school system.
No question about it. I mean, how can anybody sit there and say, okay, I'm going to get guns, I'm going to get the ammunition, I'm going to get a map of the school, I'm going to figure out how to go in there, and I'm going to decide to start murdering little kids? I mean, the mind that does that, uh-huh, it has to be completely warped. They almost have to be, you know, a sociopath.
And you mentioned that we have this, what is called a body positive movement. Mention that and then how it goes into when it comes to gender dysphoria.
Yeah, I mean, what we're doing is we're trying to, affirm all of these mental disorders or that we have. So we have this body positive movement. So if somebody's 350 pounds overweight, you know, no one's allowed to say, hey, maybe you should go on a diet. How about have a salad instead of a cheeseburger? If you say that to that person, even though you're trying to help them out because you don't want them to die of a heart attack or any type of disease because of their weight, you're automatically called a bigot. You're body shaming them. You know, they call you all names.
Uh-huh.
But now, when it comes to gender,
right?
If a person says, "I'm born in the wrong body," now they say, "Okay, you're absolutely right. Your body is wrong." So we go from the 350-pound person being absolutely right to the person saying, "I'm in the wrong gender body. Your body's wrong, and you have to carve up your body and
right.
change your body." So it becomes very confusing, because what do you affirm and what do you not affirm?
Do you think they ever use? Do you think they ever use the words "carve up" or "mutilation" when they're talking to these disturbed kids or people or whatever?
No, they're always going to use some form of euphemism.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's what they're doing. I mean, they're removing vital sexual organs, whether it's breast or a penis or whatever they're doing, or giving a young girl a hysterectomy. I mean, they're mutilating the body and turning it into something that is no longer functional. You know, when these people go through these gender changing operations, they can no longer, you know, procreate. So they're completely becoming, you know, sterile people. And the medical community and the people on the left are encouraging this, almost knee-jerk encouraging this.
Uh-huh. And it, you know how they keep mentioning, you know, the Christians are the enemy now, you know, and you say that these professionals, whenever they tell them that the body she was born in was wrong, you know, so you got to take all religion out of that equation automatically, because God didn't make mistakes like that.
Yeah, I mean, when they say that their body is wrong, what they're saying is God made a mistake. And I believe personally that God knows exactly what he's doing, and even if the person has these feelings that they may be in the wrong body, that is there for a reason. That is a challenge that these people have to battle and overcome and work through, and not just say, "I'm just going to carve up my body. I'm just going to change my body." They need to change their spirit. They need to change their mind. They don't need to change their body the way they're doing.
And, Judd, maybe, you know, the fact that she did attend that Christian school, right, maybe that had a lot to do with it. You know, all of a sudden it's their fault, you know, it's God's fault, and I'm going to take care of it. And I think one of the adults was she the leader of the school or one of her teachers? I can't remember right now.
Yeah, the one that was killed was the headmaster, I believe.
Headmaster,
so.
Yeah. Wow.
But if you think about it, you know, here's this person who's being affirmed by the medical community that she's in the wrong body. They're helping her transition to a male. But you and I both know that she could never have a male body. There's no possible way she could ever have a male body. No matter what they do, no matter what operation they perform, that body will always be inadequate. So she's initially in the wrong body. She's transitioning to a completely inadequate body, and she's living somewhere in this no man's land, and she's very angry. And instead of pointing her anger at the medical community, who, you know, affirmed all of her delusions and made her even more mixed up and confused, she put all of her anger at the Christians, who were right all along in saying, "Hey, the path you're going down as far as the transition is probably not the best path for you." And she attacks the Christians, and she doesn't point her at the medical community.
But in your excellent report, Judd, you say, "The question I have is, even if she deemed the Christian school to be wrong, to be evil, why did she kill the 3 9-year-olds? What was the purpose of that?"
Yeah, I mean, if she truly believed it was the school that was evil.
Right.
Okay, and not advocating this in any way, shape, or form. You know, in her deranged mind, I could possibly understand her going after the heads of the schools. But the little kids are just these pure, innocent little kids that have done nothing in their lives to warrant being killed. And she targeted them just as much as she targeted the heads of the Christian school. So to me, I don't understand that. I do not comprehend that at all. how she went after these innocent little kids.
Do you have any idea how long it had been since she had been attending that school?
Well, I think it's only a school that goes to like the fifth or sixth grade, and she's 28.
Oh yeah.
So okay. Probably a good 15 years since she'd been at the school. She's a 28-year-old woman, so and she probably left the school around 11 or 12 years old. So so it'd been a while.
Yeah.
So I don't understand how she can have so much vengeance towards that school when she hadn't even been there for 15 years. And nothing they would ever said. She was still transitioning into a male, so they never prevented her from doing what she wanted to do in life.
Hmm. Yeah, it was like maybe she found out they were not teaching the LGBTQ ideology, you know, to the first graders, and they weren't putting the pornographic books into that particular school. Maybe that had something to do with it, you know. Me personally, I think she had it in for somebody a long time ago when she went to that school, and she wasn't man enough to do anything about it until she became a man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but again, to go back to the earlier point, you know, if she hated the headmaster, she hated one of the teachers, she might have felt slighted by them or not affirmed, then, you know, that's one thing. But these little 9-year-old kids did absolutely nothing there, you know, and you know, they were told to go there by their parents. You know, they did nothing, absolutely nothing wrong, or nothing that could even be construed as wrong, and yet she took her vengeance out on them. I mean, it's a really, really tragic, but also a sick turn of events.
And when you say it was a sick turn of events, and people say, boy, I wonder what she wrote in her manifesto, you have to keep in mind that her brain apparently was scrambled pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, and it's, you know, she has a mental illness, mm-hmm. and the medical community, as opposed to really going after and addressing the mental illness and trying to solve that issue, what they do is they affirm the mental illness and they give her these hormones and they say that she can become a man, and they just make her even more and more confused and more mentally ill, and then this is the end result of it.
And, you know, COVID helped a lot for, you know, the Zooming and stuff like that, where all of a sudden parents were seeing what was going on. And in this excellent article, Judd Garrett says, we've seen over the course of the last 3 or 4 years with radical gender ideology pushing further and further into our schools, teaching the LGBTQ ideology to first graders, putting pornographic books into the elementary school libraries, forcing drag queens into second and third grade classrooms. You know, I got to tell you, you know, when they bring in those drag queens, that's almost like, what more can we get away with? You know, it just seems like, boy, you're really pushing the envelope.
Yeah, I mean, there's absolutely no purpose to it.
Yeah.
There's no educational purpose to doing that, other than we're trying to indoctrinate your kids into this perverse lifestyle. That's the only reason why they're doing it. And it just a really, really, again, I'll use the word again, it's a really, really sick and twisted approach to the way they're trying to indoctrinate our
And as we go into this break, Judd, I'll tell you, the film and things I've seen on drag queens is an insult to the female body, if you want to know my opinion. And so you're definitely not teaching something positive by doing that. So, wow, unbelievable. All right, Judd Garrett's going to be back. We'll wrap things up in just a moment. Remember, it's objectivity is the objective.com.
Hey. Hello, everyone. Fred Dreyer here for Balance7.com. Do you suffer from low energy, acid reflux, heartburn, joint discomfort, or a weak immune system? Well, Balance 7 is your answer. Balance 7 dilutes the acid in your body and kickstarts your immune system. That's right. Three sips a day is all you need. In 3 days, you will feel the difference. Balance 7 is my go-to drink to energize me every day. Stop taking those caffeinated, sugar-filled energy drinks. Balance 7. Works. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, cut the acid in your body with Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. Use the code word FRED to get $15 off your order and free shipping, plus a money-back guarantee. Man, you can't beat this. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Or go to Balance7.com. And don't forget the code word FRED.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
Everybody's talking at me. CRN, Chuck Wilder with Judd Garrett. And you say it wasn't necessarily an attack on Christianity, it was a frontal assault on innocent. And your closing paragraph here, Judd, boy, it really, really lays it out and tells a lot. Can you tell the listener about that, about their own inevitable loss of innocence?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at what they're doing, not just this woman killing the three little kids, but also, you know, the pornography, the drag queens, all of that, it seems like this community, this trans community, is attacking the innocents. They're trying to destroy the innocents. And I think it may go to the fact that their own loss of innocence at, you know, when they started puberty and all that is one of the reasons why the trans people are trans in the first place. You know, they always talk about being non-binary, but think about the times maybe when people are naturally non-binary is when they, before puberty, when boys and girls, you know, kind of look alike, and the girls are probably better athletes than boys at that point, and there's not a whole lot of noticeably physical difference between them. They're longing for that time of innocence that is destroyed when puberty hits. And maybe that's what's triggering these feelings of wanting to be trans, and it's also manifested in the fact that they don't like the innocent. They go after the innocent. They're trying to destroy the innocent, and it showed up on Monday, but it's showing up every day in our classrooms because they're always trying to pervert the innocent, whether it's through the drag shows, whether it's through pornography, whether it's just through the radical gender ideology. They're trying to destroy the innocence of our youth, and it's really, really a sad situation.
You know, when I see the film on the drag queen performances and all of the parents there that are, you know, rooting and cheering, and I'm thinking, why in the world would you want to subject your children to this? It's are you trying to show two or three important people in that school that, oh, look at me, I'm cool, you know? Yeah, drag queens, that's really interesting, you know? And, yeah, let's keep the books that nobody should be reading in the grade school library. I mean, it's always like you got to push the envelope, and maybe they've pushed it way too far right now. And there are a lot of transgender attacks that are going on, you know, these school shootings and things like that, that they're being identified as transgenders. But it's coming out more, I guess, on this latest one for some reason. It seems like it's getting more attention.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. And to touch on the point that you made right before break, which I thought was such a smart point, was that, you know, these drag queens, these drag shows, they're very disrespectful to women.
Yeah.
And I say it's the woman equivalent of blackface. You got, you know, the blackface was white, painted their face black, and they made fun of being black. And these men are painting their face up like they're women, and they're mocking women. They're hitting every stereotype. There's a caricature of what a woman is. It's really disgusting, and I'm just shocked that more women don't stand up against this, because it's really, really destroying, you know the whole concept of womanhood.
I just thought of it. You know, they come across as a slut, you know, which is really degrading to women, and that's exactly what they're doing. So, well, Judd, hey, time went by. I was going to ask you about how long we have to wait for the NFL football. I think September 7th. That's a long ways off. So anyway, I'll talk to you later. Have a good weekend, sir, and I appreciate it.
All right. You too.
Judd Garrett. Go to his site, objectivityistheobjective.com. Well, Selwyn Duke, he's up next, and boy, he's got some good ones.
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN Digital Talk Radio. Chuck Wilder here, Swade at the network. We're live across America, and believe it or not, all around the world at crntalk.com. When next we meet, let's see, it's Uncle Earl. Yes, Earl Trout, author of Wild Blue, going to be here reporting all of his latest adventures. And he has a whole bunch of adventures, and most of them are all up in his brain. All right? Interesting guy. Frank Savato will be here. He's host of the Underground USA podcast with his latest report. Right now, I want to introduce Mr. Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American. And Selwyn has also contributed to college textbooks published by Gale Sinage Learning. And he appears on television, frequent guest on radio. And Selwyn's website is Selwyn, S-E-L-W-Y-N, Duke. .com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here comes the Duke. Duke. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mr. Selwyn, how are you?
Not bad, not bad, Chuck. And I like that timing. Boy, as soon as you finished your last word, that song came right on. I can tell it's going to be a good day. Everyone's on the ball.
Oh, that means, you know, because that means that Swade pushed the button. See, perfect timing there for him, right? Yes.
Absolutely. Give that man a raise.
But you know what? I had a hard time with I'm going to confess on that wonderful opening you just heard. I said, and now, ladies and gentlemen, and I should have said, and others, and whatever you're identifying as, yes, give us a raise, because we're figuring out exactly how to say this. Yeah. It is confusing sometimes, isn't it, trying to, you know, figure out what's what and what's going on. But it's sort of like a dog.
Yeah, I know.
You know, a dog, if a dog is like 20 feet away from you, you don't know if it's a male or a female.
Not usually, no. I guess it depends on which way.
I can tell because if it's a female, they run the other way. Yes. Oh, da-da-da-da. Drum roll.
All right.
Yeah. You know,
self-deprecating humor there.
I do a little bit of humor, but boy, it is so serious right now. And I got to tell you, listeners, let me give you a title of three things here, okay, that we're going to talk about with Selwyn. And I'm going to tell you, seriously, don't tune out because all three are a winner, okay? Number one, the link between transgenderism and violence, all right? Number two, if the mentally ill must own guns, what about trans people? And then finally, are LGBTQ plus rights the hill America world influence will die on? Yes. Boy, you were really busy, weren't you?
Yeah, yeah. And you can see what I was focusing on this week with the news we had on Monday. Of course, I guess that's been supplanted to some degree because Trump was indicted yesterday, so everyone's talking about that.
Yeah.
And some people say, well, that timing is really something because it does drive the Nashville story out of the news. But anyway, I'm not saying there's a conspiracy there. It's just some people have noticed that.
Yeah,
but,
absolutely.
Yeah, so the link between transgenderism and violence, you want to start with that one?
Yeah, sure thing. And you're, who is Audrey Hale? People will say.
Yeah,
Wouldn't it be nice if you don't know who Audrey Hale is?
That would be very nice because unfortunately
say,
she
she
perpetrated that horrible shooting on Monday at that Nashville Christian school, the Covenant School, and she identified, quote unquote, as a man. She killed six people, but also, Chuck, she was under care for an unnamed emotional disorder. Now, actually, this is par for the course. This is not unusual. And here I cite something that I wrote about a couple of months ago or so. And this was this ex-pediatric transgender clinic worker and whistleblower named Jamie Reed. Now, understand, this woman describes herself as being to the left of Bernie Sanders. So she's not a conservative. We talked about her way back when, I think.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, she used to work at this clinic where youth went to if they felt like they were the opposite sex, stuck in the wrong body. And she left this clinic because she realized that they weren't doing these youth any good and that, in fact, they were hurting them. And she pointed out that the girls visiting this clinic had many, many psychological comorbidities. She said they ranged from depression to anxiety, ADHD, to eating disorders, to obesity. And you know what else was common, Chuck? Autism diagnoses. Now, nonetheless, all these youth were recommended for so-called gender transition, which I call sexual distortion treatments, SDTs. But anyway, here's a good link, an interesting link. There's an unconfirmed report that Hale, the Monday shooter, was, quote, autistic but high functioning. So she fits that mold. Okay, but she's also not alone, Hale, Chuck, in that she's not the only MUS individual, made-up sexual status, that's the term I use, who has committed violence. And Andy Goh, I think that's how they pronounce his last name, the reporter, he was talking about this recently. He was on Tucker Carlson's program on Tuesday evening. And he said he's famous now for covering Antifa riots. He's been doing it for years. He goes into the midst of these riots. He was attacked on at least one occasion.
You know, he's the guy from Seattle originally, right?
Somewhere out there.
I think that's where he worked, yeah.
I could be wrong.
I'm pretty sure I'm right on that because I keep thinking, boy, you're not going to be in Seattle long, you know. They're going to have you down there on Fox before you know it. Regular, yeah, show. But go ahead. Yeah, he is very good.
Yeah,
like you
is.
Say, he also got injured, and I remember when that happened, too. They ran him down and tried to kill him.
Yeah, you have to be careful. And really, I guess that helps illustrate the point because he said it really struck him that these made-up sexual status MUS individuals constituted on certain nights as much as 20% of the rioters at a given locale, okay? And I say maybe it illustrates the point because we're talking about very, very violent situations, and these people were contributing to that. And, of course, when you say 20% of the riders, that's well above MUS individuals' percentage of the wider population. Okay? And not only that, Andy Goh echoed Reed, who I just cited. He said there's mountains of evidence that people, quote, who suffer from gender dysphoria also suffer from very high rates of mental health comorbidities, okay? And I point that out in my piece, Chuck. This is no surprise, because if a mind is unwell, especially to the extent where a person believes he's something he's not, well, think about it. What are the chances that it's only going to be unwell in one dimension? You know, I quoted here poet William Blake. He wrote, "The eye altering alters all." So anyway, Goh was talking to Carlson, and he said in his interview about these 20% of the riders who are, quote, gender diverse, as he put it. He said he did further research and, quote, there is peer-reviewed research out of Canada, and it shows that there is evidence that young transgender people are particularly vulnerable to violent radicalization. Okay? Now, this ties into a story that I did many days ago, Chuck. And this was about how MUS individuals now are arming up. They're buying guns. And why? Because they believe, brainwashed by the media, that they're imperiled by conservatives. And National Public Radio, Chuck, actually quoted one of them. This person is a member of this group called Rainbow Reload, is saying, quote, if the world is dangerous, then you have to be dangerous back. And that very much has pushed me into where I am now.
Yeah. And you don't sell
now, think about that.
Yeah. My plans are to go to the one you did on the mentally ill, must own guns. What about trans people? That's going to tie in. But, you know, I was thinking about, you know, they want to be somebody they're not. And I was going to throw in my little humor, like, why don't you go to Hollywood and become an actor? But, you know, that is, but I mean, really, that's what they're doing. But they don't have to turn gay to go ahead and play the part of something that they're really not. But you have movies where men, you know, are like women and stuff like that, successful movies. But it wasn't good enough to go on and on and on about it. So there, and interrupting your interesting stuff. Yes.
Maybe you nailed it. Maybe that's the problem with Hollywood actors who are notoriously left wing. They're always thinking they're someone they're not. Right. There you go.
There you go.
But. Yeah, it's interesting. 3 days after I did that story on these MUS individuals arming up, what happened? We had that shooting at the Nashville school. And the thing is, though, Hale was not being dangerous back. She was being dangerous, but not back, because there is no back. And, Chuck, that's not just because the Christian school had done her no harm whatsoever. It's because of this. Studies have shown that not only are these MUS individuals not imperiled by the wider society, but they're actually less likely to be murdered than normal people are, and they're more likely to kill than to be killed. Okay, so the truth is here, conservatives are not threatening anything but their agenda, and their bodies are imperiled, though. They are imperiled, but who are they imperiled by? By the people who are mutilating their bodies and who are doing it for money in false promises' name.
Right.
That's who they're imperiled by. And let's just point out something. Who's responsible for this? The media are. The media, once again, the mainstream media, because they lie, because they propagandize, they have these poor people who have enough problems thinking maybe that they should be the opposite sex. They have them believing that they're imperiled by the wider society when it's not at all the truth. And you know what this reflects, Chuck? It reflects the Black Lives Matter lie. It was the same exact thing. The truth is that the police shoot more white suspects than black suspects every single year. Some studies show they're more likely to shoot white suspects relative to the race's different homicide rates and the rates at which they feloniously shoot police. Yet nonetheless, the media have people all and sundry believing that blacks are imperiled by the police, that there's a war on black people by the police, and that's led to actual murder. Police officers being targeted, so-called revenge attacks. This is evil, what the media are doing. It's evil. Lies,
this,
kill.
And this whole thing about Christians, you know, how the white Christians are, they're going to get you. You got to watch out. You know, it's what is it called? It's called deviation away from what's really happening.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's disgusting. It's propaganda 24/7. And,
yeah.
You know, getting back to the threatened must agenda, that is threatened by conservatives, like I said. Goh also said that in his, quote, reporting on left-wing extremism, he has documented and tracked for months now a, quote, surge in violent rhetoric by self-identified trans-militant activists, particularly on Twitter, in response to various states restricting or banning the medical transitioning of minors, unquote. Okay, so again, this is due to media propaganda to a great extent, but let's also understand what's going on here, Chuck. This is a form of blackmail. What these activists are saying to us is this: we can't convince you rationally why we're right, and we're not even going to try. Instead, if you don't agree with our agenda and facilitate it, we're going to hurt you. That's what's being said. And I'm sorry, we cannot give in to that blackmail, because this is a very, very destructive agenda. It hurts kids all the time. And I don't know how much time we have, but there's something very relevant here from the past. You know, a lot of this must violent ideation and action is organic. There's no doubt about it. It happens naturally. But think about this, Chuck. In 2016, a Democrat operative named Scott Fovall was caught on hidden video admitting that he and his fellow agitators purposely incited violence at Trump rallies. And one thing he said was, get this, quote, "We have mentally ill people that we pay to do blank. Make no mistake about it." So Andy Goh points out that a high percentage, I guess I'll have to leave it there. Rest after the break.
All right. And he'll have the rest of that. And then in a little bit after that, the name Kyle Rittenhouse gets involved in this. Yeah. You learn all kind of interesting things. Some things you don't even want to learn. Selwyn Duke, yeah. Writer for The New American. And the website is selwynduke.com. S-E-L-W-Y-N Duke.com. Be right back.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit ka'anapaliresort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I-Resort.com.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a 2-night, 3-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And
if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-349-6855. 800-349-6855. 800-349-6855. That's 800-349-6855.
Everybody's talking at me. Chuck Wilder with my guest Selwyn Duke Ryder for The New American as he discussed the link between transgenderism and violence. And we go back to Scott Fogel and cover up the rest of that one there. Okay, go ahead, Selwyn.
Yeah, I was just drawing this all together, Chuck, and I pointed out that Andy Goh, the reporter, has pointed out that 20% of the people in these Antifa riots could be MUS individuals, and a good percentage of them, in other words, were mentally ill. Then I pointed out that in 2016, this Democrat operative named Scott Fogel admitted that they purposely incited violence at Trump rallies, and he said, quote, "We have mentally ill people that we pay to do blank." And he used the word I'm not going to repeat, make no mistake. Okay? So there you go. It ties the two things together. These mentally ill people are prominently represented at these left-wing protests and riots, and some of them may not be there naturally. But there's another example. You might remember what happened in 2020 at the Kenosha riots, Chuck, where Kyle Rittenhouse was attacked and he had to defend himself and he shot a few guys. Well, one of the men he shot to death was Joseph Rosenbaum, who not only was a convicted child molester, but he himself had been diagnosed with bipolar disorder. And that very day that he was shot had been released from a hospital where I think he was in the psych ward because he was being treated after a suicide attempt. So there's another example. A lot of these people at these left-wing protests are not normal at all. There's no question about it. And returning to MUS individuals in particular, there's another thing to consider, and I pointed this out. Gateway Pundit pointed it out recently. I'm going to quote Gateway Pundit right now. But they said, studies have shown, and this relates to the Hale situation, again, the perpetrator of the Monday shooting, studies have shown that MUS women, quote, undergoing testosterone injections and the pretense of transitioning to men experience increased rage and aggression. This is well understood, Chuck. If a man even is taking artificial testosterone, in other words, steroids, because he wants to build muscle, increased rage can be a byproduct of that. So that could be a factor here as well. Now, in all fairness, Chuck, we don't know if Hale was on testosterone. I have to point that out because we don't know much about her. Why? Authorities don't want to release much information because it's not going to serve their agenda. I think they're waiting for the whole story to fade from the news. Then maybe we'll find out more about her, but not too many people are going to learn about it then. You know, after all, she can't be branded a white supremacist.
But and you also notice her, they're not bringing out the manifesto that she wrote.
Yeah. It's interesting, Chuck. You know, I have a good memory. When Elliot Rodger in California, the son of that movie producer or director, I think he was, perpetrated that shooting. You may not remember it. I don't know if you do.
No.
But he had a long manifesto, and I read the whole thing. I think it was 81 pages. That was released. Why not this? But anyway, getting back to these hormones, you know, I wrote on Tuesday, quote, "Hormones are powerful substances. How does putting people on a cross-sex hormone regimen, along with perhaps other drugs, affect their mentality? Is giving an already disturbed individual a cocktail of medications designed to induce opposite-sex physical changes really a good idea?" Think about that. And you know who summed this up really well? A friend of mine, an American thinker, Andrea Widberg. I thought something she wrote was interesting. She wrote on Tuesday, "The way I think of these people, especially if they're taking hormones, is that they have the aggression of men and the emotionalism of women, which is a very dangerous combination."
Right.
So some food for thought there. But the bigger issue, Chuck, is I illustrated this in my 2020 essay, Violence, Inc., A Leftist Enterprise. The left has been violent since its very inception, which was during the French Revolution. Okay? back then you had the Reign of Terror, where thousands of people were killed under the guillotine. And the truth is, even today, the vast majority of political violence originates with the left, okay? And now you add psychological disturbance to this mix and forget about it. And by the way, you don't have to add it because it's endemic. Get this. A 2021 Pew study found, Chuck, quote, white liberals disproportionately suffer from mental illness versus their conservative counterparts. So, really, Michael Savage, he would say, and he wrote a book by this title, Liberalism is a Mental Disorder. It really makes you think, doesn't it?
Yeah. And your bottom line there, as must individuals, the bottom line may be this. Convincing yourself violence is justified to advance a cause requires far less rationalization than does believing you can switch sexes at will. All right. And I know a guy named Will, and he said he's getting tired of that. So there. We're going to be right back. More from Selwyn Duke in just a moment.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin have been working together successfully for more than 40 years. And in their latest dark comedy, they play aging college classmates who meet at the funeral of another best friend, with Fonda determined to get revenge on the grieving widower for an ancient wrong. That's the intriguing setup of Moving On, now playing in select theaters.
Howard, I'm gonna kill you.
What's the plan, Scarface?
You have any poison?
I have a cyanide pill. In case I'm captured by the enemy, you can have it.
That enemy is played by another veteran, Malcolm McDowell, who is effectively dislikable. And the other characters are surprisingly complex and convincing, despite their sometimes silly, murderous intentions. The movie's conclusion is a groan-inducing cop-out, but for most of its running time, Moving On moves along at a well-paced and stylish clip. Rated R for mostly sexual details discussed rather than shown. 2.5 stars for Moving On.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her, me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. That's 800-605-1683.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, International is to call SmartFares first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Everybody's talking at me. CRN, Chuck Wilder here. My pleasure to have the one and only Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American. Remember that website, selwynduke.com. And also many, or just about, I would say 90% of all of Selwyn's publications that he puts out, they have, what do you call it, links? Thank you. Yes. Not weenies, links. Anyway, and you get to see a lot of the stuff that we talk about. You know, and you, this next one we're going to talk about is a question mark, okay? And Selwyn, I thought you might appreciate this because I have a good friend of mine, ex-policeman, right? And he sent me something. I haven't opened it up yet, but I know the title, and the title got me, and I said, all right, so the next one we're going to talk about with Selwyn is, if the mentally ill mustn't own guns, what about trans people? Well, this ex-police officer sent me one. It had to do with electric cars. And it said, with electric charging, right, you don't have to worry about gas fumes, right? Does that sound like an explosion? Yes. Never thought about it, but yeah. You know, a little click here, a little click there, and next thing you know, you won't care what sex you are because you're going wherever you're planned to be going, heaven or hell. Yes.
Yeah.
Let's get into this one here about it's concerning the Nashville shooting.
Yeah, it just occurred to me when I was pondering it, Chuck, because we talk a lot in this society about red flag laws. And then I pointed out initially, especially, but even now, the media were not releasing a lot of information about this Audrey Hale. And I said, well, first of all, they're doing that because of their agenda. I mean, if they released information, if you knew about this person's must status, which we now know, but initially the media weren't talking about it, you just might suspect the shooting could have been an anti-Christian hate crime, right? And the media doesn't want to emphasize that. And then also, it might just maybe perhaps occur to some people that society has more to fear from us individuals than they do from society. And I talked about this before the break, how they're more likely to kill than be killed statistically. And then I said, okay, well, wait a second, though. If red flag laws make sense, do we also need rainbow flag laws? Okay, now, by the way, just for the record, I'm very skeptical of these laws because I know that removing people's Second Amendment rights is really not the remedy for crime, Chuck. So I'm not an advocate of them, but I just am trying to point out hypocrisy here because these red flag laws are always sold to us with the idea that guns must be kept from the mentally ill's hands. That's what we hear over and over again. Okay, but then if that's true, does it make sense giving a whole category of mentally ill individuals a special dispensation from this prohibition, Chuck, by reclassifying their psychological disorder as an identity or a lifestyle choice? Okay, that's the point. All right, the point is, and I've been talking about this for years, you and I have discussed it, the must made-up sexual status phenomenon is not a biological matter requiring a biological fix. It results from serious psychological issues. And as we were discussing before, this Audrey Hale is not the first must individual to commit violence. WorldNet Daily cited a few examples. In 2019, this was, Chuck, it quoted a report by website National Justice, and it related that must individuals, quote, small population is well represented among murderers, serial killers, and pedophiles. Okay, now, of course, we're not putting an onus on every one of these individuals. I know that some of these people are just suffering nobly. I sometimes quote one I read online, and this person said about the feelings that he had where he didn't feel comfortable in his own skin. He said, I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy. So I understand that. And people like that get nothing but compassion from me. But if you're talking about the individuals who are in your face, who are activists, it's a different story. And I have to say, yeah, Chuck, when it comes to them, I cannot think of a group with more violent, hostile members. Years ago, I wrote an article about this. One person wrote in the comments section under it that he wanted, quote, my head on a platter. Okay, now, my head wouldn't look very good on a platter. I don't know if he's seen my head, but that's what he wrote.
Was he hungry? That's the question.
Yeah, I don't know. Believe me, you don't want to eat my head.
Cannibals.
My head is very hard. My head is very hard. But then you might remember this, Chuck. There was this incident on the 2015 episode of the Dr. Drew program. Well, Ben Shapiro, the commentator, was there, and, you know, he's a typical intellectual, small guy. And he was on with this other fellow and some other guests. And this fellow's name is Robert Turr. I'm good naming him. He goes by the name Zoe. And this guy is huge. He's enormous. He was wearing a dress. And I'm telling you, this guy should maybe work in professional wrestling because he could be a hit. Like I said, he's enormous, and in that dress, I guess he'd be a sensation. But anyway, so he didn't like the fact that Ben Shapiro was not buying into his agenda. So at one point, he got so mad that he grabbed the back of Shapiro's neck, not hard, but he grabbed it, and he said that if he didn't stop saying what he was saying, he was going to be going, quote, home in an ambulance.
Wow.
All right? Just one example.
I won't invite you again, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm telling you. I'm not even joking now. When I heard about these MUS individuals arming up, which I mentioned before the break, like the Rainbow Reload group, my first thought was, and I'm not kidding now, I don't want to debate one of these people face-to-face if he's packing. Yeah. I really don't, because, yeah, they can become that enraged.
Yeah, and when you first said the guy, you know, big wrestler-looking type guy, wearing a dress, and I thought of Tyrus, you know, on the Greg Gutfeld show. You know, could you imagine? You want to walk the other way. Oh, I think I left my book in the library. I got to turn around and go the other way. you have to come up with something real quick.
He's not as big as Tyrus. Tyrus is really huge, but this guy was big. But, you know, it's interesting, joking aside, this behavior, this hostile behavior, really is not unfathomable, Chuck. I pointed this out in my piece. These MUS individuals are very troubled, generally unhappy people. And like I said before, they're not comfortable in their own skin, and that must be a terrible way to live. And this lie that they're living, that they can be the opposite sex, is very, very fragile. And the utterance of the slightest truth can burst their bubble. And that can be enraging to them, okay? And they also, because this is human nature, they can externalize. They can attribute their unhappiness to others' failure, our failure, to affirm their delusion. And then what happens? Well, we're responsible for their unhappiness and their way of thinking, so then they might lash out at us because of that. That can happen. It's just human nature. And then, of course, we mentioned... Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to tell you, and I'm kind of breaking in on you, where I know you had probably more of that story, but with my little tiny brain, Selwyn, you know, because you've known me for a long time, I would like to see Selwyn Duke write an excellent column, because every one of them is so excellent, all right? And I'm not, you know, just trying to make points or anything. And considering transgenderism in the United States, compared to the rest of the world, like how much transgenderism is there in Russia and China, you know, and places like that? Do you think that has a lot to do with it, that if they don't put up with it, you know, because there's some places, where was it, Iran, where they just push them off the top of a building if you're gay? I'm trying to think where that was. About 2 or 3 years ago, they were talking about how terrible, you know, they were pushing, if you're gay, they take you up to the top of a building and push you off. And
yeah, that was Iraq, I believe, in that case. But, of course, that could happen in lots of these places, sure.
But you think the United States is now becoming number one for this transgender?
Well, we're a contender. We're a contender, that's for sure, because a lot of this just does have to do with not only what you tolerate, but what you endorse. I mean, the fact is we see now social contagion. That Jamie Reed, who I mentioned earlier, the whistleblower, she said sometimes they would get groups of girls coming into their MUS clinic, all from the same high school, clusters, and obviously not all of them could legitimately have sexual identity disorder, as I call it. No, this is becoming a fad. That's the issue, and that's how it works with young people, and that's why this is so destructive, and that's why you see this phenomenon more in California than you do, let's say, in Oklahoma or West Virginia, because in these politically correct places, the MUS agenda is endorsed.
You know what
and
makes
by
them
the
really
way,
political correct?
Yeah.
Cowboys.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm serious. Don't mess around with a cowboy if you're gay, okay? I'm just, you know. I was raised, you know, in the West Texas area, you know, in Permian Basin, and I know. Not that I was gay and had problems. I'm just telling you, okay?
You have to clarify that, Chuck.
You know, sometimes I ask you questions, or like I was suggesting, you know, hey, you ought to, you know, do something about other countries, right? And sure enough, I forgot, and I was the next thing I was going to talk to you about was Barack Obama. Now, I'm going to tell you, Selwyn, that whenever he first came on stage with Michelle, I saw a video where he was in a group, and he referred to Michelle as Mike. That was the name he used,
really?
I think it was. Yeah, and it was twice.
Huh.
And then people started saying, oh, you know, she's a man, and blah, 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 and all this stuff. But your article, and I'm going to let you finish whatever you're going to do, but I'm going to tell you, listener, it's very interesting what Barack Obama tried to pressure African nations into, all right? We'll get to that in a moment, but go ahead, Selwyn. I'm just rattling on here and taking up your good time. Go ahead.
No, you're making use of the time. No, so I'll wrap this up quickly because we should get to that. That's important. No, I was just going to say what's going on is completely nonsensical. Not only do you see these clusters of MUS kids who are in the same social group, but you'll see liberal parents who'll say, oh, I have two transgender kids, or, oh, my neighbor has one too. I mean, statistically, this is not possible. It's absolutely impossible to explain by way of either biological factors or legitimate psychological dysfunction. This is obviously social contagion. That's what I was going to say. And anyway, just to sum up with respect to these so-called red flag laws, I'm not a proponent of them. But as I put it at the end of my article, if we're really serious about keeping guns out of the mentally ill's hands, well, then mentally ill, quote unquote, can't be defined based on political will. It's got to be defined based on reality.
Yeah. And if you realize that your child is not the proper sex that you wish that child was, remember there's always adoption, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. Where's that cute little baby you had? Yes, okay. I'm getting all choked up here with you, Selwyn.
Oh, okay. I hope it's not bringing tears to your eyes.
So we got about 3 minutes before the break. You want to get into the one that that I kind of rushed into there because I knew that something was in my brain, and I said, oh, yeah, what about that African nation? And then I realized, where did that come from? Well, it came from an article that Selwyn Duke wrote, a very short article, in fact, shortest I've ever seen from you.
Really? Well, anyway, yeah.
Plus, maybe I didn't print up the other pages. I don't know.
It's... Are LGBTQ plus rights the hill America's world influence will die on? And it's a very serious question because we're losing influence, especially under Joe Biden on the world stage.
Right.
And this just exacerbates the problem. This could be the last nail in our coffin, and I mean that in all seriousness. And what this relates to is that National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, Chuck, said recently, LGBTQ plus rights are a core part of our foreign policy. That's what he said, a few words in between, but that was the gist of it. And the truth is this is insane that we have this obsession. And I pointed out that This isn't anything new, though. Let's go back to 2011. Well, we had back then Barack Obama using U.S. foreign aid as a cudgel to try to pressure African nations into embracing our sexual devolutionary agenda, okay? And it didn't go very well. You know what happened? African officials, they were aghast at this. One described this effort as abhorrent. Another one called the agenda anathema to most on their continent. And of course. And by the way, the year before in 2010, Uganda's parliament tabled a bill that included capital punishment for, quote, aggravated homosexuality. They tabled that bill in 2010. Okay, so what's happening now with America's influence? Have we influenced them to go in the opposite direction? Well, actually, the Ugandan parliament just passed either that bill or one just like it. And now, once again, all of our officials, our pseudo-elites, are in a tizzy over this. He's threatening, Kirby is, sanctions against Uganda, which is mainly a Christian country, if this legislation is signed into law. And it's just ridiculous, Chuck. It really illustrates how, unfortunately, the United States has become, as one observer put it, an imperialist project, a sexual devolutionary imperialist project. Meanwhile, what's happening with China? China is making inroads into Africa, okay? Its influence is increasing on the world stage, and it doesn't trouble over other nations' cultural norms. It just wants to do business, okay? And we want to do monkey business.
Yeah,
I mean,
monkey business.
Unbelievable.
I like that. You know, and I go back to Barack Obama, and you and so many other guests that I have, we always seem to get on the subject of that. Who's really pulling Biden's strings, right? A lot of people saying, oh, Obama or somebody else or Susan Rice. But then I think about especially the military and how they've gone woke and they've gone on this, what you and I have been talking about for the whole hour. You got to come on, if you're going to be gay, be gay. And da-da-da-da-da. And the military, when you start messing around with the military's strength and fighting abilities, boy, you're just asking for it, you know. And maybe that's why China's ahead of us right now, as far as the military goes. Selwyn Duke's going to be back and gets to wrap it up any way he wishes with less interruption from the host. Maybe. Just maybe. I don't know. We're going to do a break? I don't know. Are we? Yes.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
You experiencing pain? Back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain? Pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Let's talk about your credit cards.
When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN, Chuck Wilder, with the one and only Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American, and his website, Selwyn Duke, S-E-L-W-Y-N, Duke.com. Go ahead, Selwyn, because I had to interrupt you there for that break.
Right. Okay, so I'll wrap this up. But we were quoting John Kirby, who was saying that these sexual devolutionary so-called rights are a core aspect of American foreign policy. It's insane. And then he sanctimoniously proclaimed that individuals must be allowed to live, quote, as they deem fit. And I pointed out, what hypocrisy. Does this apply to Christian bakers who don't want to bake cakes for so-called same-sex weddings? No, it doesn't. Does it apply to Christians who are being persecuted in China and in Muslim lands because the administration doesn't have anything to say about that? No, we hear crickets. Pure and utter hypocrisy, and it's killing our reputation, Chuck. You know, American Thinker wrote this week, a good portion of the world sees America as an immoral hegemon. And that's the truth. It's very, very sad. Very sad. We have to understand something. Our pseudo-elites, because they're guilty of something they used to rail against decades ago, ethnocentrism, think that most of the world agrees with them or will soon agree with them. But the truth is that most of the world disagrees very, very profoundly with this agenda. Russia does not agree with it. It's made laws against sexual devolutionary influence. Most of Africa disagrees with it. The Muslim world disagrees with it. And I did mention China and that too. China in 2021 made a law prohibiting the display of, quote, sissy men. That's the term they used on TV. That's the direction in which the world is going. And by the way, for those who say, well, this isn't going to last because religion is dying out, no, professional demographers tell us that over the course of the next few decades, actually the world is slated to become more religious, not less so. So that is the truth. And, you know, our influence on the world stage is waning for many reasons. The dollar now is being challenged as the world's reserve currency. And, of course, our support for the war in Ukraine isn't helping. And the expansion of NATO, that has pushed Russia and China closer together. So many things are going on. But this could be the last nail in the coffin of American influence on the world stage, because we're pushing this disgusting agenda around the world, and most of the world does not want it. They see us as freaks when we do it. They see us as aliens, and we need to stop. It's embarrassing.
You know, and I think probably the most obvious is when it comes to the sports, you know. And then what was it, last week or the week before, they gave some lady the men's greatest, you know, because it was the opposite, right. Yeah, it was the ladies' tournament for swimming, and you had the man that had switched over. And they go all out and make a big, you know, wow. It's like Gump. Stupid is as stupid does or something. But
That's for sure.
Did you ever think it would get this bad, Selwyn, ever?
Yeah, I actually did, I have to say, because I'm pretty good at projecting the lines. And I always say, gosh, can I just stop being right for once? Sorry, just do my own work.
That's why you're on this program, see? You got it. NPR fumbles limited evidence of transmail advance. Yes, all right. And you also have some sports there that I didn't get to. But I got to tell you, love it every time. Selwyn Duke, writer for New American. Read all his stuff. SelwynDuke.com, and I've got him locked in for Friday so that you can have a wonderful weekend thinking about all the things he said. Yes. Thank you, Selwyn.
Thank you, Chuck. God bless.
God bless you, too. Hey, thanks, Wade, and thank you for listening. And please remember, absolutely no animals were injured during the production of this here program.